We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oh, the whole wardrobe.
Yeah, it was falling apart.
Well, maybe you need to... But that's, you know what? That's proof that you close doors and cupboards too loud. That actually is, and that's why it was falling apart, so...
No, it's not.
Hey, girlies. I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
Welcome back to...
I'm Grandman.
Woo!
Is it that weird?
I didn't even say and.
Okay.
Should we record?
No, whatever.
Nah, we're fine.
Oh, girls. It's been a day.
It's been a day for PJ. You've been through the ringer, haven't
it's
you?
It's been peaks and troughs, like.
I would have said just mostly troughs, really.
No, we're being dramatic. But basically, I've been trying to hang rails in my room for about 20 years, right? The first time I put them up, they fell down in 2 seconds because I'm gay and I don't know how to hang things. And then I hired a fella. He came in. He was lovely, gorgeous.
That was one of the peaks. He came in and he was so feckin' hot. I was up in a heap because I was just out of the labba.
Kevin have a hot flush in the kitchen.
I was doing my bull shigs and in walks this sexy handyman in a vest.
Yeah,
looking pure sexy.
He was in a vest as well.
And it's a hot day, so he was pure sweaty. I was like, what the heck?
Anyway, he hung the rails. I'm weak for myself.
Very hung. Sorry.
Then, put the clothes on it. He's gone 5 minutes. They all fall down again. You just can't win, girlies.
I feel so bad for you. Like, when you sent me that picture of them all on the ground again, I was like, nah. I was over in Westfield and I was just gonna... I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm taking on the issue.
I know, but like, then I just said to myself, like, Kim, there's people dying. You know what I mean?
And also, get a wardrobe.
I'd love to see the looks.
You just open up the wardrobe, you gum.
I always wanted like a Cher Horowitz Clueless vibe.
I do love the aesthetic of the exposed clothes.
Yeah.
Very Milan, very, you could be walking into... Like a fashion location. But also the hassle. Do you need to do rails, babe?
No, I have it in my head. I have my Pinterest board and I want to succeed.
I think it's just going to break your heart.
Do you think so? I can't get a wardrobe now.
Why?
I'm after building myself up to exposed rails.
What if you got fitted wardrobes? Actually, we're not putting any more money into this house that we're renting. We're not getting fitted.
Also, if the landlord listens, they're up in a heap because I'm just blowing holes upstairs.
You literally...
That sounds very dirty.
You literally are destroying the gas.
I know. But look like a raccoon with the hair.
Yeah, guys, I'm kind of... Sometimes I don't...
It's been all sticking up everywhere.
Don't say raccoon. That's kind of rude, isn't it? You can't say you look like a raccoon.
No, you're grand now when you've pushed it down.
But what else has been happening in the week besides the DIY bit? Has any other DIY bits been happening?
No, because the biggest thing adding salt in the wounds with the whole situation is that Kevin's downstairs making his room unreal.
Well, I'm just doing a bit of updating.
It's because a fella told him his room looks like a show home, so he's panicking now and trying to make it look pure edgy.
I just
decided... What did he say? He was like, your room's lovely, it's like a show home.
No, he goes, your tastes are very different to mine. He was like, I'm more eclectic, you're more show home. Now...
That's so rude.
Well, initially, I was weak because I was kind of like... Oh. Like,
I thought you would be weak, but that would be the most insulting thing you could say to me.
And then shortly afterwards, I was kind of disgusted. And I was like, actually, that's so mean. So then I just kind of, I've just been doing bits.
Okay, girls, there was building drama, but then there was light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. And I'm going to do a quick charity PSA right now. So if you don't know, there's this terrible thing going around at the moment where Kevin doesn't have as many Instagram followers as me. So I hit 10k, girlies, thank you so much. But it's causing a rift in the house because
Kevin's, I didn't even know you were.
Kevin's green with jealousy. I think we're going to start a public appeal. Hashtag get Kevin to 10k. Let's get it trending, girls.
No, girlies, I'm good.
Take to Twitter, take to Instagram by any means necessary. Like, he is raging. I can see him going into a pit.
No, girls,
depression.
Girls, I'm completely fine. See, for me, it's not about...
I'll do a swipe up on my story to his page because he won't be able to do it because he's not 10k. So we'll pick this up offline, girlies, will we? I'll talk to you later.
What are you on about?
You're raging.
I'm not raging at all. For me, it's about quality.
Oh, you sound like you're raging.
I don't... Babe...
You didn't even get me the foil balloons or anything.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking maybe I should get a few confetti bits and a few foil balloons.
Do you know when people get, like, they hit, like, whatever K followers and they have the foil balloons? I'll never be that girl.
Did you see your one, Molly May? Now, I never watched her season of Love Island. She's after reaching 1 million subscribers on YouTube.
And she done that Unreal giveaway.
This sounds like a sponsored post. Did you see the giveaway?
It was unreal.
She was offering away everything. There was like a MacBook.
There was loads of Gucci Gooch, was there?
Was it Gucci Gooch or was it Louis V?
I think it was Louis V, actually.
It was LV, I think.
Yeah.
But still, oh my god, I'd have taken either.
But as well, she paid for it all herself, right?
She said that, but then also, who's following up on that? Do you know what I mean? Is she paying for it all herself? Because the thing is, if she'd have reached 1 million and didn't say anything, no one would have batted an eyelid.
She got the height of abuse, though, didn't she?
Why?
Because everyone was like, stop sharing her fucking post. Like, all I'm seeing is Molly, all these people like freaking out, being like, you share Molly May's post, but you don't share your friend's local business and all this stuff.
Oh, give it a rest. They're sharing the post because they want to win the comp.
I was like, they're not supporting Molly May. They want her fucking Fendi bag.
Yeah, exactly. Are people taking the hate? Do you know what I mean? Leave her off. Now, I literally only came across the post. I'm not a Molly May fan.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Not to say I'm not a fan of hers. I'm sure she's a pet. And do you know the fella?
Tommy Fiori.
Is she still with him?
Yeah.
They are still with each other.
I think so.
I think he's a dodgy pet.
He's a dodge.
But isn't it very depressing the fact that he's only like 21 and he looks like that? Yeah. How is he 21? I used to think it was only the Americans who were pure young but look pure big because someone said that they'd be pumping stuff into the milk.
What?
That I think they put minerals and hormones into the milk in America.
No, babe.
Did you ever take a look at another American your age and they all look way older?
Really?
They do. Or do you remember even the shows like back in the day, like watching Saved by the Bell? Sure, they didn't look. No, and maybe the actors weren't.
The actors weren't playing.
No, but
younger.
That's a bad example. But if you think of any Americans who are like 15 years old, they all look pure old. And they're way bigger. Now, to mind your followers on Instagram now, right?
Who we love.
But, girlies, we want to talk about the support that we're getting on Patreon at the moment.
Oh, my God, we're obsessed.
Actual legends with a capital L.
And we recorded the first episode of Don't Tell Mam yesterday.
Load of chaos. Ow! Fly, moth. That's the thing. We just need to move house.
No.
The moths have moved in and there's no getting rid of them.
There was nothing on your... Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Just a bit of a moth.
But is it printed on my neck?
The remnants of his body is on your neck.
I love remnants. But anyway, girls, yeah, we recorded Don't Tell Mam.
It was weird doing it because we did it in the morning. So we did it at like 11 in the morning.
Yeah, just because that was where our schedules worked.
And it was weird doing like talking about chaotic shit at 11 in the morning.
Now, also,
Not that chaotic.
Not that chaotic, but also you should take a look as it is kind of chaotic.
I feel like we're clickbaiting. Anyway, let's move on.
But anyway, thanks thus far for the support.
Yeah, love you all.
Love you, girlies.
Mama. Oh, I can't stop thinking about my clothes just lying in a pile upstairs.
But you know what? You need to actually stop bringing it up because it's stressing me out. Sorry, like I'm here as like a shoulder to cry on or whatever, but you're stressing me out about it.
Anyway,
girls.
Speaking of clothes, that leads us quite nicely into this week's theme.
That's a nice segue.
The theme for this week is fashion.
Alexa, play I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred.
I love it.
A gay bop.
A gay bop?
Is it a gay bop? The music, the music video is very gay. But is this a gay bop?
What's the music video? Oh, the
no,
intro.
He's going around in the singlet.
In the singlet?
He's going to leave.
Everybody, I'm a strutting.
Yeah, music video is very gay.
Chin up.
He's like a sexy Phil Mitchell.
5, 6, 7.
Is it straight
eight,
in?
Look right. Look left. To the funk girls. Swap lines. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Sexy for my shirt.
I love it.
My shirt, so sexy it hurts.
No, you singing it is terrifying.
I don't know, I can't do it.
I know
the
why you're going to down here. 5, 6, 7, 8. Roll. To the
it.
Other side.
He kind of looks like the fella from
John
Selling
John,
Sunset.
Back around the change. Huh? Who does?
Your man in this.
Really? Pair with
down. I'm a model, you know what I mean. It's a bit of a weird place, vocally.
I'm tone deaf, so I don't know what's going on.
On the catwalk.
I love this line. Shake. Oh, no, never mind, that's not the line. Stop.
Will we leave her?
Yeah.
Alexa, stop.
When I hear that song, I just think Metropolitan Girl. Walking
really?
Down the street with the headphones in. Everyone's passing her. She has a perm in her hair. And she's running. She's about her business.
I just think of the music video and your man, like, getting the top off.
What happens?
Fred.
Is Right Said Fred gay? Is Right Said Fred a person?
They're a band. There's Fred and the brother Richard. I think they're brothers, aren't they? But they're definitely a band. They're kind of like, I see them as being either the Phil Mitchell brothers,
yeah,
kind of vibe, but like hotter.
Yeah, oh,
do you know
hey.
What I mean?
But
I don't know if they're gay. I think Google or Wikipedia says they're bisexual.
Okay.
But it describes the band's aesthetic as being very gay.
I'm living for the descript of very gay.
I remember watching, that was like one of those music videos that, you know, you'd kind of stand close to the TV with the remote. Because you kind of be watching it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And to be on and you'd be like, oh my God, like, I need to be ready to flick this off.
Because I shouldn't be watching the risque vids.
Exactly. It was one of those music videos like...
Okay.
You knew you shouldn't have been watching, but couldn't help but watching. You
and
know
you
what I mean?
Couldn't look away.
Couldn't look away. That, and remember, Robbie Williams...
I don't wanna rock DJ.
I don't wanna rock
that
DJ.
That was one of the ones. And he'd be taking off the clothes at the end and I'm like, oh, what's he doing?
I don't wanna stop DJ. I don't wanna stop watching Robbie Williams getting his kid off.
Oh, you think it was so hot, right? But then one night I was up past the watershed or something.
I know what you're gonna say.
And he starts ripping off his skin.
It's freaky.
So at first I was like, oh my God, this is so hot. And then when the skin starts hitting people, I was like, what's going on? And I couldn't scream to my mum because she'd be like, why are you watching the video, you faggot?
I remember one time I was watching it. It was like part of like, they were playing like 100 songs of the year for the countdown. So it was on New Year's Eve, right?
I was watching that too.
You're joking.
We definitely were watching the same thing. Go on in there.
You were watching it New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
You weren't.
I was.
You definitely weren't. But yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, and I remember just thinking, it's ruined my year. Because I was like, I love the video. And then I was like, wait, this is... And I was a bit... I was probably a bit young to be watching someone tearing their flesh off or whatever. So I was a bit...
You were smacking the girls in the face on the roller rink.
But weren't the girls loving it?
The girls were nonchalant, I think.
They were a bit nonchalant about getting smacked with the epidermis.
Wait, rewind there now.
The band's rewind.
The band's name's called Right Said Fred.
Yeah.
But there's a fella called Richard in it too. Lousy and Richard. Isn't it?
Why is it called Right Said Fred?
That's like us being like, I'm Kevin, and this is I'm Grandmam. And then me being like, hi, I'm PJ too, and I'm in the duo as well. I feel like Richard probably feels like you, because I have 10K and you don't. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like Fred, and you're like Richard.
I literally don't give a fuck.
Anyway, the Kevin's human, so I just thought. The theme is fashion.
The theme is fashion.
Wait,
is it fashion?
It's fashion.
It's fashion.
Girls.
Have you seen Peppermint and Bob the Drag Queen doing that skit? I love Peppermint and Bob the Drag Queen.
You have to look it up. It's so funny.
To this day, one of my favourite lip syncs is Peppermint versus, who's your one?
It's obviously not your favourite.
Cynthia. No, because your one, I'm not too fussed about her. Oh, Cynthia. Hi. And it was Madonna week and they do music. And Peppermint's wearing, you know, the pink dress
You show it to me all the time. I know what you're on about. No, the pink. And she does the robot.
And she does the robot. She's just a performer. She's amazing.
Kevin literally shows his lip sync to everyone who let him.
But I remember I was actually really inspired by it. I actually was. I remember just thinking it was fucking great. Anyway, theme is fashion.
Fashion, which you wouldn't know by the cut of us tonight.
Come here, actually.
I'm very working from home energy today.
Huge paradox going in here with us talking about fashion and me dressed in my comfies.
But it's inspired because September is secondhand mm-hmm. September, which we're standing, we're on board, we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. And as well, I suppose, to be fair, it is a bit of an easier year to be doing it, right?
Yeah.
In the sense that I'm not nervous about having to get a new outfit for going out on a night out because mm-hmm. like there's not much of that happening.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, it'd be great to do it and see if we could go the whole month without buying new clothes. Basically, it's in an effort to reduce like fast fashion consumption around the world, because I think it's like the second biggest consumer of water, the fashion industry.
Really? Yeah,
yeah,
isn't it
worldwide.
It's like the biggest polluter.
Isn't
after
it?
Red meat or something.
God almighty, isn't
now,
it?
No, I'll have to get on to Greta Thunberg to confirm, but it definitely is something like that. So yeah, it's an initiative that Oxfam launched with Michaela Cole, and we love her, so I'd do anything she told me to
do.
If she was like, okay, so September is the month where you have to run head first to the wall, I'd be like, okay, Michaela Cole, babe.
So I'm going to do
here's
it.
Here's me charging.
She is, lads, have you watched, have we spoken about I May Destroy You?
I don't think so, but we're obsessed with anything she touches. She's
lads,
amazing.
If you haven't watched I May Destroy You, then please do so immediately. It's so good. And one of my favourite things about it is the soundtrack.
Structure.
The bone structure first. And also the soundtrack as well.
Oh,
everything,
yeah.
All parts of it. And it just goes to show, when you have someone who's like involved in all aspects of creating, you know
yeah.
what I mean, from the writing, and she's also acting in it, like that's just a recipe for success, right?
Yeah, so when you give creatives the freedom to do what they want and don't be too prescriptive,
yeah,
then they can just flourish. So when you give us our own reality show, girls, let us do what we want.
And as well, I love that clip of her when she's speaking about, was it Netflix we're looking to buy it?
Yeah, and she turned them down
because she's spoke about knowing your worth, because
yeah.
they weren't basically giving her enough money, and she was like, this is like my passion project, like so much heart and soul went into this. You better put your money where your mouth is. And they didn't. And she said, no, thank you.
We're obsessed.
We're obsessed with her. She's amazing.
So we're doing secondhand September, and like, it's grand for you. Sorry now, but like, you're a normal sized human. But the reason why I don't shop secondhand as much is because everything is tiny on me.
Yeah.
And sorry now, I have a bit of body dysmorphia on a good day. Like when I don't want to be crying in Cancer UK in the change rooms, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you
when
mean.
When I'm trying to get on, trying to fit in. Because all the cute clothes are small, and then if I have to wear the big clothes, they're all like 6-year-old men with bear bellies after getting rid of them, and they smell like an ashtray, you know what I mean? So like, it is hard. I need to learn how to like tailor and sew.
I think if we knew how to tailor and sew our garments, we would just be onto something.
And there's loads of girlies listening, and I know you're all fashionistas, and you all do your own like upcycling bits, and they'd be making shit.
Yeah.
Teach me.
But would you have the time?
Nah.
I feel like you wouldn't do
what
it.
What if I send them to you? Would you tailor them for me?
That's what I think you're looking for. You're looking for someone to tailor the clothes for you.
Yeah, because you do. I love, and even when I go Brick Lane or like do vintage shopping in London, mm-hmm. I sound like such a dickhead.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, Kevin, you do. Yeah.
It's a 10k.
I find unreal clothes, mm-hmm. but I end up buying them for other people because I'm like, that doesn't fit me, but doesn't I can't leave it go.
I remember when I was living in Essex, like, because even though obviously my house was a bit of a favela, like, the area itself is actually quite stunning and okay. kind of, I'd say, fairly wealthy, right?
Shishin.
So all of the charity shops all had unreal bits.
Really?
In it. Yeah, and I used to love going down there on the weekend because, as well, right, like, aside from the, like, cost factor of clothes, right, I just feel like, as well, when I'm buying, I think, secondhand, and because, you know, pre-loved or whatever, like, I'm not as precious about them. Because sometimes, say now, if you, like, spend a lot of money on a new top, right, myself and yourself are merger for this. So, literally, it'll be our first day in the top. And doesn't it happen to us without yeah. fail, no matter how much we're trying. We will always spill some iced coffee
yeah.
on the top day one. Is it not day one?
Yeah, it's day one. The iced coffee girlies is on it.
And if we make it to day two, it's a miracle.
Yeah.
So, it's like, that's why I'm like, when you're spending a bit less to buy, like, secondhand clothes,
it comes with the stain, so you're friends.
You don't feel bad about it because you're like, oh, it's kind of, not saying they're all manky, but, like, you yeah. know what I mean? They're worn already, so you're yeah. not frantic about it.
Yeah, so if we find, like, a big and tall shop, I'd be delighted. But for now, I've just been, like, not buying clothes. Yeah. Or, like, if I do buy secondhand, you get a rare find, and I'm probably searching for 3 hours to look for something.
Yeah.
But it is unreal, isn't it? I do think everyone could do it, not be buying all the bits. And, like, sorry, no, if you're getting a top off Misguided for £3, like...
Yeah.
How did they make that up?
There's that. And also, I think, you know what I like about it as well? If you go out and you get something... No one else is going to probably have it, you know what I mean? If it's like an old thing or if it's a vintage thing.
Yeah.
I love the idea of...
Bespoke.
It being bespoke and one of a kind, unique, New York, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so if you're a bit mortified going charity shopping, girlies, which you shouldn't be, you just go, I'm going off to get my bespoke goods.
That's the thing, bespoke garments, one of a kind.
Imagine if someone goes, what are you up to this Saturday? And you're like, I just need to go in town there, pick up a few of my bespoke garments.
Bespoke
and
then... bits.
I'll probably meet you afterwards.
Exactly, there's that. Now, also, right, on the flip side of this, I do get, we'll say, right, you know, people who are having to clothe, like, children and kids and stuff, the hassle now of them having to go around charity shops and stuff and having to find clothes that
yeah.
fit their kids and stuff or whatever, I do get that it's not accessible for everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I know, like, even though... the means by which certain garments are made for some of these, like, high street shops or whatever. Like, I know it could be a bit chaotic, but some people, like, can only, if they want to buy new clothes, they can probably only afford, like, cheap clothes. Remember, there was that war when everyone was lining up for pennies.
Yeah.
And it was, people were kind of, like, being like, oh my God, shaming people for shopping in pennies. But also, at the same time, like, pennies is good in the sense that it's what's within people's budgets.
Yeah, I
especially
know what
especially for
mean.
Shopping for children
it's not
and stuff.
As, yeah, it's definitely not as black and white.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's not black and white, but yeah. I think when you have the time
yeah.
and the access.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, time and the access, yeah.
And as well, yeah, if you've... If you
just basically make the effort, girlies.
Make the effort.
Like obviously there's a balance, so I'm not saying I'm going to buy secondhand for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go fully, like, anti-high street. But
yeah.
I'm saying I'll try and do more secondhand bits.
Yeah. You couldn't go without your weekday bits.
I know, I do love weekday.
You do love weekday. And Cos.
I do love Cos. I just like Cos. The premium brands.
But we should be talking about secondhand, should we?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we love Oxfam.
I do love Bernardo's.
But yeah, anyway, so that's what prompted this week's episode. So we're going to talk about... our relationship
with fashion.
Is it fashion?
It's fashion. So we're gay, so obviously we know everything about fashion.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. That's the first reason people just assume that if you're gay you know about fashion, right?
Yeah.
So like people would be like, oh, you're gay, what do you think of this skirt? I'm like, bitch, I don't know, like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? Do you ever get that? Or like, obviously, when we were growing up, we both spoke about this before, we would love giving the critiques on the outfits
yeah.
for the sisters and the mams.
For the sisters and the mams.
But when a random girl just finds out that I'm gay and then asks me to critique her outfit.
But does that happen?
Yeah.
Where?
They'd be like, oh, what do you think of this?
Well, on
like,
the tube.
No.
Who's saying
just
it
like,
to you?
Your friends, like. They'd be like, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And I'd be like, oh, yeah, whatever.
But they're just asking for advice, like.
But they wouldn't be saying it to the lads, like.
Yeah, I know. But I think as well, right, like, I know this is like a stereotype that like gay men like have a better fashion sense, right?
Yeah.
But also, I think it's just that gay men are more comfortable in themselves, so like have no bother.
Yeah, I agree.
Wearing certain garments that might be seen as being a bit risque for the lads.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I realised the other day as well, I'm in this bit of a dilemma, right?
Oh.
So, okay. Guys, I have a bit of a dilemma. It's not really a dilemma.
Is it your hair?
Stop! Say my hair!
But why'd you keep putting it up like that?
I was just rubbing it!
Okay, I'll fix it. Come here.
Stunning. But no one is... People can see it.
I can.
You need to stop on my hair.
Okay, sorry. It's really annoying you.
It's not annoying me, but I'm just like... I'm conscious of it now and I'm like...
Sorry, go
no
on.
Looking
your
at
dilemma.
Me. Anyway, the dilemma, right? I always think, right, that I'd love a lad who's pure into the clothes, right?
Okay.
As in, a lad who looks stylish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love, like, the likes now of Lil Nas. Remember, I was on about him the
you
other
love
day.
Him.
Great style icon, I was thinking the other day. Ovi, mad for the gear
you
as
love
well. Lovely.
Ovi.
Not mad for the gear.
Me.
As in, mad for the gear clothing wise.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? Mad about, like, Jamie Dornan. Mad for Ricky Martin and the fella. With all style icons now, right? You know, Jamie Dornan.
Is Ricky Martin a style icon?
Ricky Martin has gorgy clothes.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call him a style icon, babe.
For the gays.
Okay,
kinda.
Yeah, we stand. He's definitely like family goals.
But what I was saying was, I love the idea of a lad who dresses well.
Okay.
But also, I want a lad who looks good wearing... Bare minimum as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just wearing his comfies.
Yeah.
I want a lad who looks fab in the comfies.
If you get a lad, girls, or fellas, who look fab, or gender non-binaries.
Yeah, thank
who
you.
Who looks fab in
yes.
the comfies.
Yeah.
You have them, like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, hold on to them.
Hold on to them.
You don't want someone who doesn't look good in the comfies, because you can dress up the comfies.
Yeah,
you know?
And as well, someone who doesn't wear the comfies. Then I kind of think there's an issue.
Well, if you're chilling on a Sunday and he's wearing jeans, he can fuck right off.
Yeah, if he's
you know what I mean? Imagine if
yeah.
you go, oh, we just have a lazy day, will we? And you go, yeah, let me just try on my jeans. I'd be like, you're a psychopath to get out of my home.
You see, when we're on the Levi's, you'd just be like, run for the hills, girlies. Okay, so how would we describe each other's style for our people at home who don't know what our style is?
Okay, okay. Do you want to go first?
I feel like you're going to be... ruthless,
no, not rootless. You just dress
what
like a fella from Cork who moved to London.
Oh my god!
You know what I mean?
Stop! Like you're saying as if it's not rude, and that's kind of rude.
No, but like
a gay fella from Cork who moved to London.
Yeah,
okay.
Like you have a lot of vertically striped and horizontally striped clothing.
So this is the thing, right? I got one of those fuckboys Zara shirts. In the summer of 2 years ago, and you plague me for it, and you always say, oh my god, would you ever let my man borrow that shirt?
Like
I have one of them.
Like, one time you did come out and go, I'm looking iconic tonight, and I goes, can you change the chinos?
I think I had a pair of chinos the year they came out. I don't wear chinos. Stop saying that I do.
I do like your style. I do. I really think it suits you.
But you're making up stuff.
No, you give me, like, preppy...
Okay.
Preppy style. I would say you'd give me like preppy, stylish, corky.
Okay.
I really like your style. It really
okay.
suits you. I wouldn't like. It's not my style, but
yeah.
it's definitely your vibe.
I think
you're like a handsome. You like handsome Irishman.
Well, that's just really nice.
Yeah.
You've kind of done a bit of a 360, but I'm here for it. I would say our styles have adapted. Since knowing each other. Because
yeah.
I definitely think that from living with you and seeing how... Because you were a bit out there with the
mm-hmm.
style and stuff. Like, that I was like... I got a bit of comfort from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd feel okay about wearing certain clothes when I was out with you.
Yeah.
Because I remember you had a pair of dungarees. And then I bought a pair of dungarees. And then it was weird because I remember one day we wore them together going to a Sunday market and it just looked fucking
ridiculous,
weird.
Ridiculous, yeah.
And then looking back in it now, I think I just looked weird even when I was going around by myself in the dungarees.
No, I thought you pulled them off.
I think with a hoodie, nice. But remember, I think you told me about having the one strap down.
One strap down.
I used to go around with the two straps up and I used to look like Elmer Fudd, didn't I?
You look like a milkmaid.
I actually did. But I remember, what did I wear? I remember wearing the dungarees, right? One time I went back to Cork and I was a bit up and heaping about it because I was going to meet my friends, I think in Sober Lane, for like pizza and pints, right? And I was kind of up in a heap. Back from London taking a risk, as you do, girlies. And I remember I walked in, Padraig was there, and then literally I knew he was going to say something as soon as I walked in, and he goes, "Fucking look at your man just off an episode of 60 Minute Makeover." And he goes, "Are you doing house renovations?" And I remember just thinking, now obviously I laughed it off or whatever, but it is weird the way you regress when you go back to Cork.
Yeah, it's so fun. The one thing I would say, the way I influence you that way, you influence me in, I wear tighter clothes now.
That's actually what I was trying to get to. So PJ would only ever wear clothes if they were hanging off him.
Think Billie Eilish,
but also Billie Eilish, instead of putting her clothes into the washing machine, she put herself into the washing machine, she shrunk, and then the clothes were even bigger on her. But basically, you would only ever wear like triple XL. I remember, because sometimes we do a joint wash, or if I was doing my wash or whatever, I'd grab PJ's bits, and I was like, are these his bed sheets or what? And the thing is, you have a stunning figure. So I was like, and I think especially like, you do, you have a stunning figure.
You have a stunning figure is the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I've definitely told you you have a gorgeous figure before.
But you never said figure. Would you say that to a villa? I love that.
You do have a stunning figure.
Stop saying I'm going rage.
You were. But I remember the first time that I remember because it was just a plain white top. Do you remember this?
No.
We were going out clubbing and then I was like, would you not just get a large because you're a large? And you're like, oh no, that'd be clung to me or whatever. And I was like, just get the large and try, man. And I remember the transformation when I came into your room and you were wearing the large white top and it was just very tightly fit around the arms, very snug, and you would have tucked in and I was just going,
my job here is done.
Oh my god, Gok One, your days are over, girly, because I'm moving in.
Yeah, so I still do love my baggy bags.
Yeah.
But I do love a tight number these days.
You do love a tight number. I think just,
I work hard for it, like.
Yeah, you work hard for it, and it's also like, changing up, you know what I mean? Changing up the style. I like, yeah, that's how I would describe your style. I think, I know this sounds so egg, but I would just say cool.
Aww. Thanks.
And you said Billie Eilish earlier. You're kind of Billie Eilish. Or do you hate that?
I don't know. Do I hate it?
She's a bit, what's all the shiny clothes? The
Iridescent,
kind of holographic. Is she very holographic print?
I think she's very Gucci Gooch.
Anyway, that's our style lowdowns on each other. I'm kind of here for it.
I'm kind of here for it. We hype each other up.
Yeah.
Handsome Irishman and Billie Eilish.
Stunning figure.
I love I want that in my tombstone.
You keep making everything about death.
I know.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
2020. Do you have any like past fashion faux pas that we would... I was addicted to Polo Necks for a while.
You were addicted to Polo Necks.
I don't know what that was about. Looking back on it now, I look like Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Very Inspector Clouseau.
Very that.
You do know what that is?
No.
Very French detective.
On past fashion faux pas for girls.
Yeah. You love naming these.
What was the story?
The jelly shoes. I love them.
I love the jelly shoes. I wasn't going to say that.
They need to come back. Go on.
Jelly shoes need to make a return. With the big furry boots in the discos that used to come up to the knee. Do you remember them? Yeah. And he was wearing with the rara skirts.
I remember collecting my brother. I was with my dad. He was going in to collect my brother after disco. And I had never seen like the aftermath of a disco before.
Yeah.
When I was a teen disco. And I remember thinking, come here, am I on the piste here? Do you know what I mean? Because I was like, these girls look like they're just back from a day of snowboarding.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Kind of iconic, though, at the same time. Do you know what I mean? But kind of iconic.
Kind of iconic. Looking back at it now.
I feel like we'd have worn them if we were girlies.
Oh, I would have worn them back then. But like, what was the story? They were about 13.
I remember for the discos, I would just go into Penny's and I would just get like, oh God, even I remember my junior cert night, the disgusting top I wore. I wore, it was just like a blue t-shirt, right? With like ridiculous graffiti all over it. And then... It was like buttons, we know buttons that didn't close or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they were all like multicolored. And then I was just wearing like pure baggy jeans. And I used to like, I mean, alarm bells that I was a raging homosexual. I used to love a high top. Oh my God. I thought I was going to be buried in my high tops because I was so obsessed with them. And as well, this is weird. I'm not sure if I ever told you this, but I used to be obsessed with cleaning my shoes as well. I would only go out if my shoes were spotless.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't
like
surprise
one
you.
Bit.
I remember one time I used to bring a sponge on holidays to clean my shoes. Isn't that freaky?
Oh my God.
That's weird. And as well, my mum used to bait me.
Really?
Because I used to, if I didn't have a sponge, I'd use her face wipes.
You're a terrible, I think you have an issue with like cleaning.
But see, the thing is, at the time I used to think going around, now, I don't think like this anymore, but I used to think going around with a big stain on your shoes was like going around with a big stain on your top. I know that sounds so stupid because you're wearing them around the floor.
Yeah.
But I just think it's clothes you're putting on, and if they're dirty, they shouldn't be.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy, basically. I'm a freak aside.
I spoke about my hatred for peplum tops before, right? I'll never like them, and never ask me to.
But no one's going to ask you to.
They're ridiculous.
I feel like Emily Sandé loves peplum. I know that's so random and we haven't seen her in a while.
Very nice for the shape. That's what the girls used to say all the time.
But is it?
No, it's not. And as well, just in general, anything from New Look I hate.
I'm kind of with you on that one.
It's just Pennies.
I hate, you know, the lads. Do you know, remember there was a time, no one wears them anymore. Actually, maybe there are.
The 3-button-down t-shirt.
Those.
Remember them?
And... Do you remember the t-shirts, but they'd like a snood attached?
No.
They'd like a load of extra...
Oh my, I hate those.
They'd a load of extra fabric at the neck.
It's like a foreskin up by the neck. Do you ever remember? And they have like pure dangly rope.
Yeah.
Very JLS used to be bae from wearing
JLS,
them.
JLS. Very that. Oh my God, I used to despise... But I remember even at the time, I remember like, they're shocking. It's as if... I don't know, as if they were bidding for a fella with a huge long neck, but then...
It's a pure fella who loves poetry.
Yeah, loves poetry, loves wearing them.
I had one of them, but...
Did you?
Yeah.
I could see you wearing one with a snapback.
Yeah, I thought I was the shit, I'd say.
Yeah.
Did you hear all the drama that kicked off this week, though, that everyone's snapping about how small sample sizes are for models?
No.
Yeah, they're all saying, like, there's models coming into fittings in, like, and they're, like, size 4... And they're like, can't fit into the sample sizes for Celine and stuff like this.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
20 fucking 20.
I know, just make bigger sizes and stop being stingy with fabric.
What's going on? Like, as well, you want to buy clothes that you think you could fucking fit into.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do think I'm an expert in the fashion industry because I was a good gay and I watched America's Next Top Model religiously growing up.
I know now, in hindsight, looking back, America's Next Top Model was simply... chaos.
It was verbal and physical abuse of the girlies.
Like, I remember the shit that they used to do to those poor girlies. Like, do you remember that episode where they tried to give your one the gap in the teeth to make her more?
You always talk about this episode.
Have I talked about it before?
Not in the podcast, I don't think.
Maybe I have, but I just can't believe they were like, right, you don't look interesting enough, but you know what will make you feel interesting? If we hammer a gap in between your two front teeth. If I was her mother and... I was watching that show and I saw them trying to make a gap that didn't exist in my child's teeth that she'd been looking after for all these years and that I tried to instill this notion of dental health and hygiene for so many years, and she had a gorgeous set of pearls, and they were like, you know what, we're going to make a big, huge fucking gap. I'd have grabbed Tyra Banks by the head of hair, and I'd have scooted her across the road.
But that was my favourite episode, the makeover episode.
I love the makeover episode.
Because they just fuck everyone up. And then it was always the one. They'd fuck up one of the girls like the most. So they'd like change her hair colour, cut it really short, like blow a hole in her teeth, do everything to her. She'd obviously feel like shit, do shit on the photo shoot, and then just get sent home. So like,
that's the thing. And they'd put it down, they'd be like, you just weren't owning your new look enough. Yeah. They're like, no, because I feel fucking ridiculous.
Because you said I'd look hot and I'd look like absolute shit.
You got rid of my eyelashes to make me look more appealing and I look like a freakazoid. The poor girlies.
So lousy.
So lousy.
But on modelling, like, we both had stints in our modelling careers.
I didn't really.
You told me you were a child model. Is that a lie?
No, I didn't tell you I was a child model. So long story short.
So Kevin tells me these lies every now and again.
It's not a lie actually. When you think, okay, maybe I was a child model then.
Why you or weren't you? I'm so confused.
Basically, I was weak for myself because when I got my communion photos done by Ted O'Brien's in Cork, this isn't a plug.
Okay.
Basically, every child making their communion confirmation gets them done by Ted O'Brien. They were using my communion photo on the stand in the shopping centres. But I remember, because I remember someone like got onto my mum and told her, they were like, oh, I saw a picture of Kevin down on the stall in Dunstores, like for Ted O'Brien's.
I'm dead.
And my mum told me, she was like, they're using your photo because you're like a model. And I remember being like, I'm a model. And I remember going around weak for myself. Now,
did you get any commish?
No commish, which one, disgusted about. Secondly, like, should God help us. Aww. I was going around without my front teeth. Loads of freckles. Which I love the freckles.
I see you're doting.
Kind of doty, but also very angry beaver.
Really?
I was a bit of an angry beaver.
We need to get your mum to send it on.
We'll have to send it on, add it to the Patreon.
My,
You actually model, though.
Well, I didn't, right?
You did?
So, what used to happen when I first moved to London and I shaved my head... all these modelling agencies would DM me on my Instagram.
All
and
the
go,
scouts were like, he's a model.
They used to say, he's a model, right? And they used to be like, oh, you have big floppy ears, you shaved your head, you look like one of those freaky models, we'll get you in. And then they used to be like, this is what I was trying to make, like make it as a dancer. So I was like, oh, unreal if I like don't get hand jobs, I used to like a model.
Yeah.
And they used to say, can you come in? They used to do like these like the ghosties that they do in America, that's like, stop model.
I used to love the ghosties episode as well.
And I used to be like, thinking I'm that bitch. But all they used to do is go in, I used to go in, they used to measure my hips, go, you're too fat, and let me go home. So it happened to me, like, I'm not messing, like, three times. I used to go to these agencies, they'd be so nice, all the time, like, oh my God, you have such an interesting look, take loads of pictures of me. They'd be like, just going to do some measurements. They'd be like, 34 waist.
Which, and for a fella, is like standard, right?
Yeah, they'd be like, can you go any smaller? Me. No. That's my,
what, today?
Me, these are my bones, like. Too big, I think. Me.
That's ridiculous.
I'm still paranoid about my love handles from it. Like,
but is that where the love handle thing came from?
Because I used to be in the middle of the agencies and they used to be like measuring around my hips and he used to be like, practically being like, Janet, can we get more measuring tape? But they, and it's all, and then they're like, yeah, and their
your man's tutting as he's measuring you. How dare he?
What did you eat this morning? No, but there was literally so, and I used to always be for this one moment though, when Jose was in, me and Jose just started seeing each other.
Yeah.
And we were in Oxford Street.
Yeah.
Walking down, and then this girl just goes, excuse me. And I goes, hi, yeah, sorry, what's up? And she goes, you just look stunning. Here's my card. I'm looking for people for Burberry and Marc Jacobs. And then I was
that's
like,
that's lies.
No, ask Jose. And then
Burberry
and Marc Jacobs, right? Then went, didn't get the Burberry thing, went to Marc Jacobs, walked for him, measure my hips.
For Marc?
Too fat.
You walked for Marc Jacobs?
I was told I was too fat for Marc Jacobs.
But by Marc?
No, by like his assistant.
But as well, you don't want to be on... Well, actually, you
well,
kind
of
do want to
fucking do.
You do want to be booking those gigs.
Like, I'd love to be booking those gigs. But like, sorry, I know I'm not like... big. And like, even if you are big, there should be a place in the modelling world for people of all shapes and sizes. Like,
that should be the norm. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, everyone's different sizes. So I do think the fashion industry needs to reflect that. Like,
yeah.
And but now, I'm a gay man and I live for glamour and I love the glamour that's served in the fashion industry. Mm-hmm. But you can serve glamour in any shape and size.
Oh my god, yeah, completely.
Like, I think if we ever do like a haute couture on grandmam line,
yeah,
we're gonna do any shape and size bod, right?
Oh, we have to.
And then obviously have Talia Heffernan because she's gorgeous. I just think she's stunning.
Like, bottom line, the fashion industry probably does need an overhaul, realistically. Do you know what I mean?
I do think if you tried your hand at it, you'd be a fab commercial model.
Really?
Like, toothpaste, like, giving me, like, dog walker number two.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like you'd give me, like, catalogue.
That's so weird. So sometimes, because, like, where I trained is, like, considered to be, like, a commercial dance college, we sometimes would do, like, we'd have to practice our walks or whatever. Now, we also live for it because you'd be paid from dancing, right?
Yeah.
And then the commercial teacher would come in and be like, girls, we're practicing the walks. And then we'd all be living because we're all like gay
living
lads, right? And I remember one time our teacher, Stuart, told us we had to model shoes. The lads, we were modelling shoes. And then it's hilarious that I remember this praise and I don't remember much of the praise that I got in my time there, right? But I remember he said, you sold those shoes really well, Kevin, afterwards. And I remember, I know it means fucking nothing, but I remember buzzing about it.
Sell me the shoes.
I'm not going to do it now.
Why?
I can't remember what I did. Like, it was...
Don't get stage fright. Will you show me later?
I'll show you later. Okay. But I can't show the people listening. You know what I mean? I don't want to be, you know, make them jealous. But isn't that pure weird?
I feel like you would be a good shoe model.
Thank you. The thing is, right, as well, with the modelling, I just feel like... And I'm not saying it's not hard work. And I know, like...
Babe, in America's Next Top Model, it is hard work.
It's so tough, right? And I get, like, there's obviously loads of rejection. And also, like, to meet the, like, these chaotic norms of the fashion industry. Like, God knows what they're putting their bodies through and stuff. But also, wouldn't you be loved to be paid for being pretty?
Yeah.
I just love the idea of being paid for... And as well, more so than that, I love watching, like, fashion shows, right? Not in person, because I've never been to one, because like, I'm not that important. But
I,
like,
would love to go to a
I'd love to go to Fashion Week. They say all you have to do is kind of dress up as a dickhead and get someone like to take a few photos of you outside and then you'll get in.
Really?
There is, well, someone did it before, but they dressed pure outrageous.
We're going to one next
I'd time. Love to do one. But you've been watching them online and I just love the idea of, like, you know that feeling like when you get off the bus and you're walking home and you put in 4th of July by Khalees, and it's just that's my walking track, by the
really?
Way. I love 4th of July
Khalees. I like Acapella by Khalees.
That's a good one, but 4th of July for a strut
really?
Is unbelievable. And you know, just feel the moment. And what was the one we need to tell them, the one that we...
Oh,
it's by Sugar Shane.
Oh, so you wanna be a model?
Oh, so you wanna be a model?
We'll insert it here.
It's so good. This runway's for faggots.
Sweetie, this runway's for faggots. Get your ass on the sideline. Thanks.
Oh, it's such a good strutting tune.
Oh, so good.
It's so good. But you know what I mean? But I was, like, when you're watching models doing that, wouldn't you love to be just going for a walk and getting paid a mint?
I love it.
I'm really dumb and model down to going for a walk and getting your picture taken
it's
and getting paid
hard.
A mint. I've no doubt that it is hard, just like any other profession. But I'd love to be doing that.
I would love it.
But also, I'm about 5 foot nothing. I'm actually, what am I? 5'10"?
5'4"? No, 5'9".
I'm 5'10", actually.
What's the difference?
An inch. What are you on about?
I'm slow. Okay, girlies, time for your fave section.
Mam knows best.
I love it. And we will get the jingle soon.
We have to stop saying we're getting the jingle.
Soon. Okay, do your mam want to go first? Because I feel like my mam always goes first.
Did your mam go first the last 2 weeks?
I think so.
I'm not too sure. Just draw on whichever one. Whether. I'll get my mum's one.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. My question this week is, how do I nicely uninvite someone to my wedding as it now has to be a micro wedding?
Don't have to
wait. So, yeah, who would have thought that this coronavirus could affect so many aspects of our lives? But listen, don't be one bit worried. It's out of your hands, totally out of your control. We have to go along with public health advice and the advice about gatherings and crowds, the hotels, and they have to play their part too. So people will totally get it. They will so understand. You know, I'm just thinking me there, if I got a phone call like that, I'd say, absolutely sure. You know, most of us in your family alone, you'd make up, and close relatives, you'd make up 30 or 40 people. So you're not to be one bit worried. Your focus now should be on your special day. And even though it'll be a little different and you might not have everybody that you'd like to have at it, sometimes small gatherings are more intimate. And I know I have a niece and she was meant to get married last Friday in Seville, and there was a lot of us travelling from Cork, and my own kids were going. It had to be knocked on the head. So I know it's so awful for ye, but at the same time, it is what it is, and people do understand. They just want you to have a lovely day, and you will. So congratulations, and enjoy your very special day.
That's hard, isn't it?
Very hard.
Like, imagine you're planning your day, and then they're like, half your list.
I was saying very hard for me that I was meant to be in Seville.
Oh.
Drinking stunning orange juice and taking stunning pics for the Instagram.
I did think you were going to cry when your man brought up Seville.
I know. We're meant to be over there. It is hard, right? But I think ultimately as well, first of all, it's your wedding. You're going to have a scream.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And also, sometimes I think I'd like a huge wedding. And then other times I think, do I want randomers who I kind of know a bit or whatever? If anything, it's an excuse to get rid of the people you didn't really want to bring.
Exactly.
But we're bringing out of obligation.
Look at it as an opportunity, you know what I mean? And as well, like what Phil just said there, like you could literally turn around someone and be like, obviously there's new restrictions, you can't come to the wedding, I'm sorry, I have to bring like my immediate family. If they get odd with you, you need to be like, girl, get a grip.
No, you need to be like, I'm so glad I wasn't inviting you because it's my fucking day.
And you're very odd.
You're very annoying.
Girl, if you want, you can just give us their username on Insta and we'll let them know for you.
That's very funny, isn't it? We could do that. I said to my mam, did you not think that sounded very sultry?
I did. I was very Nigella Lawson.
Very Nigella Lawson. I was also getting Gillian Anderson vibes as well off it. By the way, Gillian Anderson talks.
Yeah, she does kind of talk like
and
that.
And when she sent it on to me, I go, stunning. Did you record it in the hot press? And she goes, and she was like, what do you mean by that? And I goes, oh, it just sounds like you're playing hide and seek and you were stuck in the hot press. You were so quiet.
We need to leave your mum alone. She gives unreal advice.
But the thing is, the advice is stellar. And if anything, I love the tone she had in the message.
I love it. It rocked me to sleep.
Yeah, I was thinking audiobooks.
Audiobooks? I think what we need to do is, when we release our book, we'll get our mums to do the audio.
That's a stunning idea. I actually love that.
Write it down.
I'll write it down.
Right, my man.
Right, Nuala.
Being a student nurse in London and missing my home in Cork, any advice is my question today. Well, dear listener, it seems you are homesick, and with this pandemic, it is exaggerating it so much more as you feel more isolated with travel restrictions, etc. Now, all of us must stay positive. And as a retired nurse myself, let me say you have chosen a rewarding career and I wish you luck in your studies. Now, London isn't a stone throw from Cork, and under normal circumstances, you could come home often. But keep doing the right things and you are in a safe setting, and stay safe. Your course will fly by and hopefully this pandemic won't last long more. With technology nowadays, it is so much easier to keep in touch with family and loved ones. Keep positive and good luck with your career. Well done and stay safe.
Oh, that was brilliant advice.
Cute.
That was so cute.
But as well, my mum is so cute because she was messaging me today and she goes, third time lucky. I've been trying to record this three times, but because she writes it out before she reads it, like voice notes it to me, so she doesn't like forget what she's saying, you know.
That's making me want to sob.
She was saying that because you have to hold down the record button. She was like, when I was turning the page, it kept stopping recording. So like, there's a bit in the middle there when she has to pause. But that's her turning the page in the book.
But you need to tell my mum. Didn't know you could lock a voice note.
Yeah, my mum doesn't either, but I need to show her.
You need to show her, because that actually transformed my mum's life, because before I was just thinking, like, things where my mum would just send it by accident or halfway through because she wasn't able to lock it.
Anyway, that is good advice, my mum, and she from a nurse herself. I love the way she reassured you that your career was a good one.
That's it, you know what, and that is probably reassuring for the girl to know that, you know, that coming from your mum, so.
Yeah, lean on your friends as well. If you're homesick, because like when we're feeling homesick, we do lean on each other, don't we?
I know now, like it seems like we're going on a bit, but it will be all over soon. Won't it?
You need to stop saying it's going to be all over soon.
I've been saying it's that since ending. The week of
we
week
just need to just get used to it.
Get used to it, but it's grand.
It's grand. Wear nice secondhand clothes, you'll be grand.
Go and do some charity shopping bits and you'll be fine.
I do love charity shopping.
Yeah.
Like, if I get one stuff that's in my size, I love it. But it's just when I don't, I'd be rigid.
And as well, but I love all the accoutrement, the charity shops. All the bits. There was that time, did I ever talk about the time when I found that picture of Kylie Minogue in the 70s?
I think you did.
Quick recap, basically. Found a pic of Kylie Minogue in the 70s, went up to buy it, and then your mum was like, do you know her? And then I was like, does she not know it's Kylie Minogue? So I think she just thought that I'd like found a random picture of my mum or whatever in the shop, and she was like flabbergasted. Anyway, then I bought it because it was like stunning, took it home. And it's so funny because my friend Molly then was over in the gaff. Molly Girlies. Am I right, girlies? But she came into my bedroom. Then I had the picture of Kylie up on the wall, and she was like, oh my god, is that your mum? And I was like, yeah, it is. Like, it's a picture of her in the 70s. She used to like do some modelling bits. And she goes, oh my god, glamour puss. I can't believe people thought, like, as well, it looks so like Kylie Minogue.
It is Kylie Minogue.
Like, Kylie Minogue hasn't aged. Like, she's like stunning, right? And she looks still the same as she did 30 years ago, really.
You never notice this, right? But my favourite thing about Kevin, when he tells a story, do you know when he goes to say what the other person says, he goes method acting. His whole facial expression changes, and he like looks off into the distance, and he like becomes the character. So there now, when he went into the charity shop owner, your like posture got straighter. You your chin went a bit weird, and you were like, do you know her? And you practically like whipped out a napkin. You go very method.
What can I say? I'm an actor, darling.
That was
I love that ep. Yeah, it was
surfing looks.
Stunting pretty.
I don't know the rest of it.
Oh, what is the rest of it?
It should be Belfast City.
Some Belfast City.
Oh no, it's New York.
We're singing Molly Malone. Anyway, girlies.
Oh, I've requested, girlies. I've been left unread by Jedward. I messaged them on Twitter. I want them on the podcast.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed with them at the moment. I just think if there's something good to have come out of 2020, it's the realisation that Jedward are gay icons.
They're back and they're fucking...
They're
gay icons. So
they're gay icons, gay. I'm not saying they're gay, but I'm saying they're gay icons.
And they're just getting political and I love it. And I need them to come on and we need to have a skit with them.
I think us just having a day with Jedward would be a scream.
I know. And I'm just putting it out there in the universe, girls. And we can all tag them in posts if we want. Because they left me on right, but they'll probably have loads of DMs, you know what I mean?
Especially at the moment, they're doing loads of bits, they're very busy. And I love how open they are about like speaking their minds and like giving their opinions on things.
If you want to do that in a podcast setting, John, Edward, hit me up, babes.
You forget that they have their own names, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'd hate if people called us like...
And I think together, what would it be?
Pajevin, would it?
Pajevin.
Well, what else? There's a hair in my throat. No, but that's shocking.
But Jevin is shit as well.
But it's not going to happen anyway, so we're not forming a duet. But although we are toying with the thought of...
A mixtape.
Doing a mixtape. I think it'd be a scream.
It would. Anyway, Jedward, get on to us.
Also, have you any other requests?
Oh yeah, also it's me fella's birthday. Woo! So this is coming out on his birthday on the Monday. He's 30 years old.
30 years young.
So I'm weak for you, babe.
30, very dirty, very flirty.
I'm weak for you, babe.
Just say, what would you say to him?
I'm going to be talking to him like. Yeah. But anyway, happy 30th.
We're mad about you, Jose.
Love you.
Another year older, another year wiser, another year sexier.
All right, it's my fella. You need to calm down.
He's pure hot.
Yeah.
Love you, Jose. Mama, have a gorgeous day. Right, girlies, thanks so much for tuning in.
Bye, love you.
It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mama.
Bye. Look after yourselves. Have a fun week.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And fast fashion, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.